All right, I'm calling this meeting of the Reedley Planning Commission regular meeting, 5 p.m. scheduled for Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. If everyone would please stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ellen, could I get a roll call for attendance, please?
Sure. Commissioner Barcelos. Commissioner Gutierrez.
Here.
Commissioner Hudson.
Here.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Chairman Custodio.
Here. And now we come to the portion of the public comments. This provides an opportunity for the members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. And just to note, there's no one in the public and besides media?
Yeah,
awesome.
Is.
So we're gonna move on. There's no public comment. So now we go ahead and go to the consent agenda, item number one, which would be to recognize and approve minutes for two meetings. One for the regular meeting, dated February 4, 2016, and one special joint meeting, which occurred back in June of 2015. Do you want to put that on the record?
Yeah, if I may, Chairman. Just to refresh everyone's memory, the June 15th meeting was the joint meeting with the City Council when we went over the draft housing element. The minutes were done by the city clerk, Sylvia Plata, and they were approved by council, but they were not approved by this board, and you guys were present, so it should be part of the record, and these minutes should be approved by the Planning Commission. So that's why they're here, so we can kind of catch up, and after this, we'll all be up to date.
All right, thank you. So besides that meeting, has everyone been able to look at the regular meeting notes from last month? Any questions, concerns? No? All right, I want to go ahead and do a motion to approve.
Make a motion.
Okay, could I get a second?
I would second that motion.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. And now we're to the portion of the public hearing, and it's going to be handed over to staff. So, Mr. Favino, have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, Kevin Fabino, Community Development Department. Before you this evening is Resolution 2016-4, and it is recommending to the City Council review and acceptance of the Reedley General Plan 2030 update, and this is with respect to the acceptance or recognition of the accomplishments of the 2015-2016 Work Implementation Plan, we refer to it as the WIP, as well as approve for implementation the 2016-2017 WIP. This is kind of a housekeeping matter, but it's also, I have to admit, rather exciting. You know, as we all live in our professional lives, you go from one project to the next, and to the next, and to the next, and to the next, and it just seems to go on and on and on. And this is a great moment in time for at least me, because I get to stand before you and talk about all the great policies that you were kind enough to consider and enact and or recommend to the council. But most importantly, it's also a moment in time to step back and reflect on what we have actually accomplished as staff as well over the last year. Generally speaking, since the inception of the WIP, which was based on the approval of the general plan, you may recall, which was in February of 2014. As soon as the general plan was approved, we brought the first WIP to you, went on to council approval. This is actually our third WIP that we're bringing to you. And I can proudly say that across that time, we've actually accomplished 41 different policy initiatives. I think that's really to be commended. I think, Gabriel can attest, a lot of times cities do pass general plans, and it is slow in coming, all of those implementation things. But we've been really hot on the trail and really kind of with Ellen's help and under my direction, really cranked out a lot of policies, a lot of changes of the zoning ordinance to really bring to life the 2030 general plan. In this last year, we accomplished 12 initiatives. Very excited. The biggest one, of course, was the Climate Action Plan. That was a huge undertaking. It helps the city in numerous ways. The primary way in which it helps the city is that it puts the city on the path to making sure that it achieves the greenhouse gas emission reductions that are established by the governor's executive order and are embedded in law and what is required of the city by 2020, 2030, and some life beyond, way beyond me. We're leaving it up to Ellen. Anyway, we're very proud of that. We think it's a great step, again, in the right direction. The list, as much as I don't want anybody to think, it's dwindling because, yes, we've accomplished 41 initiatives over the last 2 years and another year to go. There are still numerous policies in the general plan that need staff's attention and your direction and eventual enactment and approval by the city council. That concludes staff's report. I try to be really brief. You're all very familiar with this. All of these things have come before you at some point, so I don't think it's anything really new, but it is a nice moment to reflect on a huge body of work that's been accomplished by a very small staff that runs very, very quickly. And that concludes my report, and I'll answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Fabino, is this for action number 2 and 3, your report, or is this just going to be for number 2?
It's just for number 2.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda is related to this,
okay,
and that the approval of the WIP creates a foundation for which the next action can be approved.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioners, no? All right, so for item number 2, gonna go ahead and read this, and after this, I'm gonna go ahead and ask for a motion to approve so we can move on. So we, in front of you, you have resolution number 2016-04, a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending to the City Council review and accept the Reedley General Plan 2030 update, 2015 through 2016 Work Implementation Plan, also known as WIP, accomplishments, and authorize the 2016-2017 Reedley General Plan 2030 update. Can I get a motion to approve?
I would like to move to approve this motion, please.
Can I get a second, please?
I'll second that.
Okay. Can I get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chairman Hudson? I'm sorry, Chairman Custodio.
Yes. All right, so now we're going into item number 3, and allow Ellen to have the floor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, Ellen Moore, Assistant Planner with the Community Development Department. So as you just approved the WIP for this year, and now that can be included in the 2015 Annual Progress Report for the Reedley General Plan and Housing Element. As you may recall, in late January, the 2013 and 2014 reports were presented to you for your recommendation to the City Council. And just to, as a quick refresher, state law requires us to provide this update every year, it includes general plan policy status updates and the number of building permits that were issued in the calendar year of 2015. So the work implementation plan was included in this as part of the general plan update. And then if you take a look at the housing element portion of it, which is towards the end, I believe it's Exhibit B, you can see that there were, I believe it's 50. We had a total of 63 housing units that were built. Or that where building permits were issued, I'm sorry. So the downtown project Trailside Terrace had 55 multiple family units. And so that was, the building permits were issued at that time. We also had a triplex on Duff Avenue. I believe it was 4 of the homes in the River Ridge subdivision. They had 10 vacant lots and 4 of them were built. And then there was one, so it's mostly just been in, it's all been infill buildings. So one house here, triplex there, and then a couple houses in that other subdivision. So just wanted to highlight that for you this evening, just a report on our building activity for 2015. But other than that, the report is before you. That concludes staff's report. If you have any other questions, please let me know.
Any concerns, questions for Ms. Moore?
Just that it's well laid out and easy to understand.
Right? Makes our job a lot easy. Yeah. Thank you, Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And just so, to note that there is no one here in the public, so there will be no public comment. So, so that's what we're moving forward here. Thank you, Ellen. Mm-hmm. So in front of you, commissioners, we have resolution number 2016-05, which is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending approval to the City Council, the 2015 Annual Progress Report for the Reedley General Plan and Housing Elements. Can I get a, go ahead and do a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
Okay, can I get a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Ellen, please, could I get a roll call?
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes. And again, thank you, staff. Again, like Commissioner Hudson said, it's so easy and it's laid out for us, so it makes it really easy to go through this and establish everything we need to do and read it. And so thank you again for your hard work. So now we come to the lengthy part of our meeting. So the community... The Community Development Director's Report. So Mr. Fabino, you have items number 4 and 5, planning project updates and engineering project updates.
So you really kind of stole my thunder by acknowledging the length of this portion of the meeting. But that being said, just a couple of things really quick. About a month or so ago, you approved the housing element for recommendation. We brought that to you. The consultant was here. That document is going before the City Council on March 8th, and Ellen will be carrying that presentation before the council. We would like to think the council will approve it. You never know, but, and I don't want to be presumptive, but just so you know that your approval has been forwarded on to them. On March 22nd, the Sports Park Master Plan will be going to the City Council for review and approval. Pretty excited about that. The notice of intent for the NAGDEC was approved today. As all of you are very familiar with CEQA, kind of it's one of those, the sports park had kind of incrementally developed over time. It had a master plan, it had the original 8 acres, and there were sort of pieces of CEQA work done, but it was never collectively done. So we took the initiative to do it as a whole plan. It's now done, it's out for public comment, and that's going before the council on the 22nd. I can't really report any details other than to let you know we have been inundated with development interests in Reedley. We're really excited about that because, again, as I've talked to you in the past about, it's really great that we have You know, lots of development. We have cranes in Reedley, which is always a good sign of development. But it's also good for us to know that we have things coming and you know, filling that pipeline that will come to fruition. Probably, you know, as all these things finally get built and the doors get open, there's more going to be coming through the door right behind it. And it's kind of also exciting because it is affordable housing development, it's single family development, multiple family development, commercial development. So it's really kind of across the whole span. You may have noticed Early Avenue has been under construction. That's moving along. We're really excited. That should be, barring any rain, pretty much they should be, actually, the majority of the work should be done by tomorrow. They had were hurrying up, trying to get some stuff done to kind of beat the rains that are coming.
Are they going to build on that corner lot there?
There is a gentleman who's expressed such interest, but we don't have anything in place as of right now.
I saw some dirt being moved around there today.
Yeah. Dr. Moo's piece is slowly coming along. If you were wondering why, if you watched them, there's like a kind of a gravel bed that's been put down. That's really for their track out. So basically, you know, all the heavy machinery will, you know, drive across that to make sure they don't track out any junk onto the street. It's moving slowly, but it is coming along, so we're pretty excited about that as well. Just to let you know, staff's been extremely busy, and I have to just take a moment, commend Ellen, Caitlin, Gary, John Robertson. Everybody has really been head down and helped me out immensely. Our budget for the 15-16 year is actually due tomorrow. I'm very excited we're actually going to make the deadline. I can't wait to hit the send button, and because I'm really, really close, I mean really, really close, to getting that all finished up and shot off. The financial component, we are not recommending any changes for the most part. I know that you know, the things that from a strategic planning standpoint have already been kind of laid out, things we're going to do with engineering, things that we're going to really do with building, and of course the text amendments and kind of continuing of the work plan that Vanel and I continually bring before you. So that's really not going to change. That's not a fiscal resources issue other than please keep us employed so we can continue to do those things. That being said, there's really nothing earth-shattering or, you know, no, I want to be careful because I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It's, we're not going to go ask for money for consultants to do things, but we still have a heavy lifting to do to move the budget and get a lot of this done for next year. And believe it or not, that concludes my report. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. I know, you're all shocked. Like,
I was expecting more. That's okay. Les Schwab, how's that? That's
Les Schwab is done.
What's opening day? That's what everybody's asking.
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't.
You don't know?
Okay. I don't. I know we gave them a certificate of occupancy a week or so ago. I know they've had doors open, and my guess is they're probably bringing in like the computer systems and stuff like that still. It's my guess, I don't know. Stocking, and I've been waiting for the like we're hiring sign to come out, and I guess maybe they don't need that, and people are banging on the doors, but they're going to need employees, so. Yeah,
training phase, too.
Yeah, training phase. So I don't know the answer to that, and, you know, I don't know, but I can't imagine that it'll be too, you know, too short of a time.
I didn't see no inventory going in there yet either.
Yeah, that's got to be coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that would be another week or two away at most. So I would think 3 weeks, maybe?
Because the site looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks really good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love their landscaping. I really like the rock that they put out there.
Kind of looks like out here. Little rock river.
If you missed it in today's paper, the paper did a great job about covering the groundbreaking for Trailside Terrace. So that was really great. We really appreciated what the Housing Authority has done and their team. I did, just as kind of a side point, I did publicly thank them because it's not often that you get to work with somebody who actually listens to you, you know, and so I get to represent the city, and you know, that's a huge privilege for me, but the opportunity to express to a developer what the likes and needs of the city are, and then to have them actually bring all that to fruition, you know, again, Gabriel can attest to that, doesn't happen very often.
He's from this area, so he knows really very well.
Who's that?
Are you talking about querying?
No, I was talking about the Housing Authority.
Oh, the
Housing Authority. So when we talk to a developer about things that we look for in terms of quality design, mm-hmm. in terms of expectations of architectural features, mm-hmm. What the project's trying to accomplish, the makeup of affordable and seniors, you know, it was really the Housing Authority and their design team that mm-hmm. listened to us very closely, and we greatly, greatly appreciate that. Paul is going to do a phenomenal job in constructing it, but it was that other listening to us, what do we like, what are the architectural interests, you know, that signature project discussion kind of thing. We really appreciated that, that they took that to heart and made it go. Yeah, and Paul is fantastic. So that groundbreaking was last week, covered by the paper, did a great job. We really appreciate it. We appreciate having you there. And please quote, if you put it in the paper, we appreciate having you there. I'll say it again. Well, the paper hasn't always come to many groundbreakings or grand openings. And so for the paper to be there, we think that was really spectacular, and we hope you'll continue. So thanks again. So unless you have any other questions, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin. Future agenda items, we've listed here that we don't have anything really set up until possibly April 21st. So commissioners, just note that down, and we'll be waiting for the email to confirm. And if we don't have any more questions or concerns, then I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
I'd like to, before you close, sure. I'd like to congratulate Emmanuel High School on their two wins. They're going to, both the girls and boys basketball have made it to the Valley Championship, which will be this Saturday. Girls will start at 10 a.m., and the boys will start at 12 a.m. Correct me if I'm in error.
That's correct.
And hopefully you'll go see them. But don't forget, we're also putting on the Blossom bike ride, which I shouldn't say this, but I hope it rains. I want to go to the basketball game.
He's going to the Blossom event.
So yeah. I have to, because I fudged last year and went to the playoffs. So, but we're going to have the Blossom Trail bike ride again this Saturday.
Awesome.
Anyhow.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, thank you. Meeting adjourned.